这也是四相，乃是将原来的白片四相扩大之后所产生的。
有吗？我念念住那一些感觉的时间，即使我满意，我才可以在从在外的地方的地方来修炼。我念念第一波啊，好久啊，连你现在不在从地上来修炼，我明年第二年再找你往来。And then you will have peace in that channel。
必须继续修行。直到你的心能够持续专注于白片四相一或二小时，你心中的禅知将变得非常显著、清晰、有力。那时你达到了初禅。
现在呢，一块钱的回答主题 project number one applying to thought，I think you play the game on the white machine of the Bhagavad Gita. Number two, Sathya Thought, Vichara. Beginning of the Mahi on the white machine of the Bhagavad Gita. Number three, Mind City. Lagging for the white machine of the Bhagavad Gita. Number four, Great Sutta. Let the feeling of happiness associated with this inspiring and gaining the white machine of the Bhagavad Gita.Number five, one pointedness, take a bit up. One pointedness of mind on the white person has been brought up in Vita.
那时有五禅之存在，一寻，就是将心投入百遍四相；二四，就是使心持续地注意百遍四相；三喜，就是喜欢百遍四相；四乐，就是体验白遍四相时所引生的快乐或热受。五一境性，就是一心专注于白遍四相。
Each of the individual pages of jhana on its own is called a jhana page. But when they are daily together, they are called jhana.Right this until you have attained the first mastery of the first white jhana jhana. Then, when you have attained mastery of the first jhana, develop the second, third, and fourth jhana in the way I described in my talk on mindfulness of breathing.
禅那由这五项因素所构成，每一项本身称为禅知。整体合起来的称为禅那，继续修行，直到成就白片初禅的五自在。修成初禅的五自在之后，依照前面在安波念讲座中所叙述的方法，修行第二禅、第三禅和第四禅。
The four jhanas are also called flying, material flying, jhana, rupavacara jhana. Because they are capable of producing rebirth in the fine material realm. But here, we do not encourage the development of jhana for the sake of attaining rebirth in the fine material realm, but for the sake of using them as a basis for developing vipassana meditation.
这四种禅那又称为色界禅，因为它们能够使禅修者投身到色界天。但是在这里，我们鼓励修行禅那，并不是为了投身色界天，而是为了用它们来作为修行观禅的基础。
If you have been able to develop.The white jhana meditation up to the fourth jhana. By using the white color of this jhana above, then in a similar way, you will be able to develop the brown or blue jhana based on this jhana as hair, the yellow jhana based on this jhana as sweat or urine, and the red jhana based on this jhana as blood. Looking in the same way, all the brightest color jhana based on this jhana.
如果你已经能够用外在骨骼的白色来修行白片 达到第四禅，那么同样的，你也能够用外在的头发来修行清净，用外在的脂肪或尿来修行黄便，用外在的血液来修行红便。同样的，你也能够用自己身体内在的部分来修行色便。
You will be able to develop all four kalagatinas subject to four chakras by using the kalas of different parts of the body. When you have studied that, you can try to develop the different kalagatinas based on also the kala of flower or other external objects. All blue, brown and dark flowers are going off encouraging you to practice the blue kalagatinas.All yellow flowers are falling off and inviting you to practice the yellow kalagatina. All red flowers are falling off and inviting you to practice the red kalagatina. All white flowers are falling off and inviting you to practice the white kalagatina. Thus, this good meditation can be used whenever you see as a plan to develop kalagatina concentration and insight.He is living or in any way, in the name of his family.
你将能够用身体内在不同部位的颜色来修行所有四种色禅，达到第四禅。来修行所有四种色片，达到第四禅。修行成功之后，你也能用花朵或其他外在物品的颜色来修行不同的色片，所有青色、棕色或深色的花都在呼唤你，邀请你修行清净；所有黄色的花都在呼唤你，邀请你修行黄片；所有红色的花都在呼唤你，邀请你修行红片；所有白色的花都在呼唤你，邀请你修行白片。因此，纯熟的禅修者能够以他所见到的任何物体作为对象来修行片禅与观禅，不论是有生命的或无生命的，内在的或外在的。
According to the Buddhists, in progress of the Buddhism, they are the meanest for Kalagatina plus.Gatina, the water gatina, the fire gatina, the wind gatina, the space gatina, and the light gatina.
根据巴利圣典，佛陀教导十种片禅，它们是上述的四种色片，加上另外的六种片，也就是地片、水片、火片、风片、空片。
The Art Kartina. Now I would like to explain how to develop the Art Kartina. To develop it, you should find an area of light art, which is ranging from like the sky and rock. This preference is stones and leaves. And then, with a stick or some other instrument,draw a circle of 1 foot across. Then you should concentrate on the circle of earth with your eyes open for a while. And then close your eyes and see if you can visualize the circle of earth. If you are able to visualize the sign in this way, you should re-establish your concentration based on mindfulness of breathing.Of only one kalina up to the fourth kalina. Emerging from the kalina, you should concentrate on the circle of heart with your eyes open for a while and then close your eyes, see if you can visualize the circle of heart. If you are able to visualize the sight in this way, then you can go.Somewhere else to develop the meta. But if you are unable to visualize the sun in this way, Usually established your presentation based on mindfulness of breathing or only one kathina after the fourth kathina. Then with the assistance of your light of concentration, you should look at the struggle of earth. When you can see the image of the struggle of earth as clearly as if you are, as if you were looking at it with your eyes open, you can go somewhere else to develop the new mega.
第一件，现在禅师要解说如何修行第一件。要修行第一件之前，必须先找一处平坦的土地，有着像黎明时天空那样的鹅红色，没有夹杂树枝、石头或树叶。接着用树枝或其他工具在地上画一个直径一尺的圆形，然后专注于那块圆形的土地，意念它为地地，睁着眼睛专注那块圆形的土地一会儿，然后闭上眼睛，试试看能否在心中见到圆形土地的形象。如果这样做无法见到圆地的形象，你应当以安波念或白念将定力再度提升到第四禅，然后借着智慧之光的帮助注视圆形的土地，当闭上眼睛时也能见到与睁开眼睛时所见到同样清晰的圆形地象时，你就可以到其他地方去继续修行此禅相。
You should not pay attention to the color of the earth nimitta or the characteristics of hardness, toughness, etc. of the earth element, but just keep your mind concentrated on the concept of earth. You should continue to develop the concentration on this running sign of the nimitta.Until you are able to remove the five generations and attain access concentration, at which time the new mega will become the previous new mega, and be exceedingly pure and clear. In this stage, you may attain the first jhana, but it will not be last a long time.In order to make the concentration stable and last a long time, it is important to explain the nimitta.
不要专注于地相的颜色或地大的硬、粗、重等特征，应当只专注于地的概念，继续修行此取相，直到能够去除五盖，达到尽行定。那时禅相变成非常纯净清澈的四相，在这个阶段你就可能证得初禅，但是并不能持久。如果要使定力稳定及持久，你就必须把地片的相扩大。
In the exercise concentration stage or jhana concentration stageYou should explain the size of the Dīpaka Nimitta reference at any time. Until it fills all the directions and then develop concentration on it after the fourth jhana. You should practice the amazing practice of Kathinas in the same way.
在进行定或安止定的阶段，你应当将地片四相逐渐地扩大，一次扩大一些，直到它片完十方，接着培育对它的专注，达到第四禅。然后你应当以类似的方法来修行其他的五种片处。
A bhikkhu is surprised in the Asgardina after the fourth jhana as mentioned above. In the fourth jhana stage, he perceives just only the earth. He understands this field of perception is part of the perception of the breath. This thing of concentration is part of the concentration of forest. There is present only this non-whiteness, namely the singleness depending on the concentration of that. Thus he regards it as part of what is not there. But as to what remains there, he understands that which is present, that this is present. This too is this union, and this does not view a descent into whiteness.
地之响。现在，让我们再回来看小空经。在小空经里说到的比丘修行地遍，达到第四禅。在地遍第四禅当中，他所看到的只有地而已。因此，佛陀说，他觉知此想之境空无人群之想。只想之境空无真理之想，而只有这一想不空，也就是地之想这一法。于是对于不存在的，他觉知是空，但是对于还存在的，则觉知它的存在为这还存在。阿难，这也是他真实不被扭曲及清净地投入于空。
The perception of the face of infinite space. Please listen to the Chota discourse on whiteness, Chula Sojata Sota. Vain Ananda, a bhikkhu not attaining to the perception of right, not attaining to the perception of path, attaining to the singleness depends on the perception of the face of infinite space.This man enters into that perception of the breath of infinite space and acquires confidence, readiness, and sufficiency.
空无边处之想，请再聆听小空经的开示。再者，阿难，比丘不注意身体之想，也不注意意之想，而只注意空无边处之想这一法。他的心投入于空无边处之想，而获得信心、稳定与决心。
How did he try to attain to the perception of the weight of infinite space? Agadhaniya Yanakshana. I want to explain the way related to the attainment of the Kokimiriyatana.Once you have attained the four jhanas with each of the ten gatinas, you can proceed to develop the four familiar jhanas, sarva jhana, or the four familiar states. The four familiar states are the breath of infinite space, angatani jayana jhana. Number one, the breath of infinite space, angatani jayana jhana. Number two,The breath of infinite consciousness, Unyanijayana-jana. Number three, the breath of nothingness, Aginjinyayana-jana. Number four, the breath of neither perception nor non-perception, Yevasinya-nathinyayana-jana.
经文解释，他如何注意空无边处之想呢？在这里禅师想解释修行四种无色界定的方法。